Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected. I tell you, I am thankful, grateful that you have chosen to join me on this platform. Those of you that tune in every single week, thank you so much for your consistency and your loyalty. I truly appreciate it. And for those of you that are first timers, thank you for being a part. This is the place where leaders come together to grow. We sharpen each other. We move in a way that people understand we're serious about leadership. We believe iron sharpens iron. So it's our hope to share practical strategies that you can apply to your everyday life. As a leader emerging inside of you, we want to see it come to fruition. I want to thank you also and encourage you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. If you're not following me, hey, what's up with that? Go follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Also, I encourage you to go on YouTube and check out my wife and I's YouTube page. We're excited about it. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want to invite you to join us on that space. It's an amazing time and space for us to just be together and share. Thank you. Great content going on there. Go to my website if you want books and content and merch. Joseph Walker 3. You want to know when I'll be in your city or how to get me to one of your events? I would love to impart, to share. So let's make it happen. Thank you so much and know that I appreciate you greatly. Today, what a great topic. We're talking about discerning motives in leadership. And I believe that one of the most important areas of leadership is being able to really know where people are coming from. Have you ever sat down at a table and you knew the meeting was about a particular subject, but it took you a while to kind of read the person, figure out what angle they were coming from, were their motives pure? You ever had somebody on your team and you kind of wondered whether or not they were just aspirational and not so much loyal to the general vision that God had given to you? Did you kind of feel like people were undermining you? Or maybe you had people who were being accused of that and you knew they were loyal and you didn't know how to explain how loyal they were. Well, today I want to help you understand how to discern motives in leadership. The first thing I want you to wrap your mind around is understanding personal biases. You have to recognize your own biases and understand that because our motives in life are really tied to what we are leaning toward. You can always tell a person's motives based on their biases. Understanding our biases is the first step of accurately discerning other people's motives. Having self-awareness helps us reduce misinterpretations influenced by personal prejudices. For example, I can be biased toward a particular area and it causes me to begin to question whether or not a person's motives are pure, all because they may think differently than me. So it's important as a leader that I do not project my biases upon a person's character or their agenda and recognize that my biases do cause me to not be impartial, but sometimes I'm very partial. And I harbor those feelings and thoughts. And so it's important that I'm very clear about that. And when you look at people that you're working with and serving with, you have to make sure that you divest yourself often of your own biases so you can approach it with a clean slate. Very, very important. The second thing I want to share with you is being active listener. You know, active listening is important. And I think when you practice that, you recognize, you know, the Bible tells us to be slow to speak, you know, and to really be quick to listen. And I think that when you think about the word silence, right? Because we talk so much, we're always over talking people, but leaders are listeners. And if you think about the word silence and listen have the same letters. And you have to be still sometime and truly listen to what others are saying without planning your response while they're speaking. It really helps you understand their true intentions and their motives. Pay attention to the verbal and nonverbal cues. Give people an opportunity to break it down, to explain where they are, where they're coming from, so that you do not make these assumptions about their motives. I've often found out that in these settings, when I'm having those one-on-one conversations or I'm creating an opportunity whereby people can just be honest, it's amazing how it helps me understand that this is a really good person. This is a person whose motives are pure, and sometimes they can be in situations that can create this cloud of suspicion. But I think there's nothing more powerful than actively listening. And let me qualify that. Actively listening to the person and not their representative. Give them an opportunity to have a safe space to talk to you about what's in their heart, what's in their head, what are they thinking. I think it'll help you. It'll help your team. Here's the third thing. Ask open-ended questions. Now, why are you saying that? Well, encouraging others to share more about their thoughts and feelings through open-ended questions provides a deeper insight into their motives. It also fosters more open and transparent dialogue. So kind of ask those open-ended questions and let them take it from there. You get it? And you kind of get a rollout of where a person's motives are, what their ambitions are and aspirations are, what their intentions are. Don't just ask questions that allow them to hide under quick responses, but allow them to be able to respond in a way that kind of gives you the intel that you're looking for, right? So I've often done that in meetings, and I've talked to people about that when you interview. Give people a chance. And I think people are either going to vindicate themselves or hang themselves, one or the other. And I think when you put it in a position where people can explain and talk, I talked about listening earlier, but now asking those questions and now giving people an opportunity to kind of talk, and you'll be amazed at how through that dialogue, you'll find a level of transparency. And sometimes you'll be able to discern, delineate, if you will, a person's true motives. All right, here's number four. I want to spend a little time here, right? Observe consistency in actions. This is very important. Look at consistency. Think about that. Think about motives. You can tell motives based upon a person's consistency or their lack thereof. People's true motives are often revealed through their actions over time. Maya Angelou said, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. Consistency, or the lack thereof, between what they say and what they do can be a significant indicator of their genuine motives. I have discovered that the most powerful and pure motive people are people who maintain consistency in their job performance, consistency in their character, consistency in their support, their advocacy. I mean, when a person is consistent, it's hard to doubt their motives, because consistency means that sometimes situations around them will change. For example, watching a person who's consistent on your team who may be looked over for a promotion, and you might think, well, if they're looked over, they might then fall off or lose passion. But this person consistently shows up and does the work and is still there. It meant that their motive is pure. It's not so much about self-serving. Even though they desire the position, they know that there's another opportunity coming. So they're not going to disconnect from the organization just because they didn't get their way. You can't pout and be consistent at the same time. Because when you are consistent, you go into that acknowledging that sometimes things are not going to happen the way in which I think they should, but I yet believe that my nature and character is about being consistent and producing and showing up and doing the things that I'm called to do. That's how you can tell where a person's motive is, man. A person who is consistent will constantly show up, will constantly produce, will constantly remind you every single day of why they're on your team, because they'll do it through the fruit that they bear. Man, that is so important. I really hope you get that, because so many times we let the inconsistency fool us. And we think that people just need a moment and they use this emotional space to try to manipulate us into making decisions that feed their need to be needed. But oh, I need you to hear this today, next level leader. No matter what decisions you make, people who are with you are going to be with you. If a person's heart is right and their motives are right, no matter what decision you make, they're going to stand right by your side. All right, that's important, right? So let's go to number 5. Consider context and circumstances. Now, I have to tell you, this is one of my mantras. I truly, when I engage people, I am always evaluating context. I kind of give the analogy that when you read scripture, you have to understand the context by which you are interpreting the text. If you don't understand the context, then you're making a pretext. And so I try to say what's happening in the culture, what's happening in the person's mind, and what is God saying every time I study scripture. When I am dealing with a person on my team as a leader, I have to understand the broader context of the situation that I'm dealing with. And that helps me accurately discern motives on the team. I factor such things in as stress, personal issues, external pressures, all those things that could influence a person's behavior and or their motives. Have you ever thought about that? For example, some people will look at a person and they're going through a really tough season, but they're showing up and their affect may be off, or they may not be as motivated. And you're saying, man, I think they're kind of losing passion for the vision. They're not necessarily connected to the team. But because you didn't take time to listen, you didn't take time to really consider their context, you might discover that someone in their family may have had a recent diagnosis, or they may be dealing with some personal financial crisis, or they may be dealing with something else, some big life event. So you have to allow people to be human, and you have to know that there's a story, a context behind certain behaviors. And it's okay to ask. We often go to people and we always ask what they're doing and how they're performing. But sometimes as a leader, next level leader, you got to ask the question, how are you? How are you doing? Do you know how often I ask that question to my team? I look at people and say, how are you doing? They come up in the meeting, or they're spewing out what they're doing and what the deadline is. And I'm saying, no, pause. How are you doing? And you'd be amazed sometimes. It just disarms people. And some people just go into weeping because nobody's ever taken time to really care. We anesthetize ourselves because of the work, and we just move and move and move. But it's so important to know there is a story behind behavior. There's a context behind behavior. And once I understand that, it gives me another level of empathy concerning what a person might be dealing with. Number 6, seek multiple perspectives. What do you mean there, Dr. Walker? Well, gather diverse viewpoints. Don't just take one person's opinion. This one person told you something about this one person and you ran with it and you basically changed everything. No, seek multiple perspectives. Consult with others and get different perspectives that can provide you a more comprehensive understanding of someone's motives. See, it helps us identify potential biases and blind spots in our assessment. So I'm asking everybody, what do you think? What do you think? Tell me what your perception is. And you might discover 3 different perspectives, 3 different ways in which people are looking at things. And that's why it's so important as a next level leader that you understand how to seek multiple perspectives. Let me say it again. Seek multiple perspectives. All right, let's review what we've talked about so far before I go to my 7th principle, and I'm enjoying this. We're talking about discerning motives in leadership. We began talking about how to understand your personal biases and know that your personal biases often bend you in a particular direction, and you have to be aware of that so that you don't propel those thoughts and feelings that you have towards someone else who you have not had a great opportunity to get to know. Number 2 was active listening, taking a moment and truly giving people an opportunity to speak and to talk, and not over talking them, but listening to people, finding out where they are emotively. And then thirdly, asking open-ended questions. When the time comes to ask questions that will force the person to give you more intel, more different you know, realities about the situation. Context is so important. Then number four, observe consistency in their actions. That's a big one, right? Because if you maintain consistency, if you are consistent in your actions, it will produce greatness, man. Let me tell you something. People that are consistent are often not shysty. They are consistent regardless of the season. If it doesn't benefit them, they're still going to be there because they're locked in and they believe for the great thing to happen in your vision. And then number five, we talked about context and circumstance. And there it is, right? Everything has a context, a backdrop. What's the storyboard? How did this situation get to the place where it is? That's how you deal with that. And then number six, seeking multiple perspectives. Don't just take one person's viewpoint about it, but find out from different people. I've learned how to ask different generations a question about a specific person's motive. I've learned how to ask people in different fields of work. I want to make sure that I'm not approaching this from a biased perspective. And it's important that I turn this work over to God as a leader and say, I want God to have the best. And so as a consequence, number seven is so important. Reflecting on outcomes and consequences. Analyzing potential outcomes, right? Consider this. Consider the potential outcomes of someone's actions and what they can do and underlying motives. See, when I know your actions and see your underlying motives, then I pretty much know how this thing is going to play out. So I position myself so that therefore I can protect what God is doing. What someone stands to gain or lose from a situation can often reveal their true intentions. Sometimes people are so invested because, again, they got a lot to lose. But once that thing is resolved, people will care less and they'll move on. And that's why it's important for you as a leader to make sure that you are taking care of everything that has been entrusted in your care. Spiritually, naturally, whatever it is, you have to make sure. Why? Because think about it. You got to protect this, man. People's motives come in and people's motives can undermine everything that you have worked for. So analyze potential outcomes. What does this person have to gain or lose in this situation? Are they doing this because they're heavily invested in a way that I may not be aware of? That's why I tell you, protect it, man, with all of your heart. Let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, motive matters. And, you know, Jesus asked, who do men say that I am? He's trying to get an understanding of how the disciples saw him. And Peter said, you are the Son of the living God. I know why you came. What a powerful revelation there about motive. He understood what Jesus' motive was. You came here as the Son of God to do a great work. Ask yourself, is my motive being called into question by my team? Or am I walking these principles out with great clarity? I want you to walk it out in a way that brings glory to God. I want to thank you so much for being connected to this episode. It means a lot when y'all do that. I'm telling you, I cannot thank you enough. And I appreciate you. I want to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I want to make sure you let me know how this podcast blessed you. Were you blessed? If you were, let me know. It would mean a lot to me to hear from you. I truly would love to hear from you. And I want to thank you in advance for giving me this opportunity to pour into your life. Follow me again at Joseph Walker 3. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get our books, get my merch. Got some great t-shirts out there. Connection is a new currency. A variety of other things. Get them in your own color and size. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, a partner, title sponsor for this particular podcast that's reaching hundreds of thousands of people every week, make sure you let me know, DM me, and let me know, hey, I'm interested, and we'll connect with you, and we'll give you an opportunity so that your business, your opportunity can be on this platform. Thank you so much. It means a lot. I'm grateful. I'm ready now to make sure that I am checking motives at the door so that I can create a team and a culture that I know is aligned properly with the vision that God has given to me. I pray that's what you're doing as well. So thank you again for tuning in. As you're listening to this podcast, whether you're walking, whether you're running, whether you're driving, whether you're working out, however you listen to it, know I appreciate you. Share this link with someone else who you know can be blessed by it. And I want to thank you so much, so very much for just being connected. Praying God's blessings over you and yours. Until we meet again, make sure you let me know. This one, bless your life. Right there, Joseph Walker 3. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.